From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. The Democratic Convention, Bernie Sanders supporters speak out. U.S. Democrats open their national convention today, ready to announce former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton as the party's presidential nominee. But a controversy over leaked emails that show how Democratic Party leaders sought to ease her path to the nomination by mocking her challenger, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. Debbie Wasserman Schultz, head of the Democratic National Committee, was pushed out of her post on Sunday in the aftermath of the revelation of nearly 20,000 emails put out by WikiLeaks. Manuel Zapata is a Bernie Sanders delegate from the state of California.
I think it made people really mad, if you want an honest answer. It made them really mad because some people came here like, you know what, maybe we should just accept it, you know, just sit in silence, you know. But what are we supposed to do at that point? What would you guys do at that point? We are representing Americans that went out and voted because they thought that it was going to be fair, that the DNC was going to be fair to both sides. And obviously, that isn't the case.
In the meantime, the U.S. FBI said Monday it is probing what it described as a cyber intrusion at the DNC headquarters that resulted in the WikiLeaks disclosures. At least three people have been detained after a shooting at a nightclub in the southeastern U.S. state of Florida that left two people dead. The motive for the shooting is not clear, but police said in a statement this incident was not an act of terror. Officials say at least 17 people were wounded in the incident early Monday outside of the Fort Myers nightclub, which was holding an event for teenagers. Hospital officials say at least two of the injured are in critical condition. The victims ranged in age from 12 to 27 years old. This is VOA News. A new report finds a record number of civilians in Afghanistan have been killed or maimed in the first half of this year. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The UN reports nearly 64,000 civilians in Afghanistan have been killed or maimed since counting began in January 2009. The report notes a progressive worsening of the situation, with civilian casualties reaching a record high this year. The report blames the Taliban, Islamic State, and other so-called anti-government elements for a majority of civilian casualties. It also finds, however, the number of casualties by pro-government forces is increasing. It says ground attacks, followed by suicide bombings and unexploded remnants of war, caused the greatest harm. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The report issued by the UN Human Rights Office and UN Assistance Mission in Afghanistan find children account for nearly one-third of the more than 5,100 civilian casualties. A 27-year-old Syrian migrant who set off an explosion, killing himself and wounding at least a dozen people in Ansbach, Germany, was a soldier of Islamic State. That, according to the militant group's Amaq news agency. Amaq reported that an insider source said the attacker carried out the operation in response to calls to target countries of the coalition that fights Islamic State. U.S.-backed Syrian forces are closing in on Islamic State militants inside the town of Manbij in Syria's northern province of Aleppo. Fighters with the Manbij Military Council, which is allied with the anti-IS Syrian Democratic Forces, said that they are now in control of the majority of the city, and their operation to liberate the town would be completed soon. According to local fighters, nearly 80% of the city has been cleared of IS militants. And UN Syrian envoy Staffan de Mistura will hold talks on Tuesday with top U.S. and Russian officials in Geneva. It's a move to revive flagging peace talks. Turkey targeted journalists, academics, and airline workers on Monday in its ongoing crackdown on people allegedly linked to the exiled Muslim cleric it says directed the failed military coup against the Ankara government. Turkish authorities issued warrants for the detention of 42 journalists, took 31 academics into custody, and fired 211 workers at Turkish Airlines. Turkey also detained three fugitive soldiers on a suspicion of taking part in an attack on a hotel in the Aegean Sea Resort, where President Recep Tayyip Erdogan was vacationing when the putsch unfolded on July the 15th. Erdogan has said that if he waited 15 minutes more before fleeing the hotel, he would have been killed or taken hostage. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.